This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. This year will go down as one of the warmest in Colorado in the past century. This month, we've seen temperatures about 20 degrees above average. Lisa Hidalgo is the chief meteorologist at Denver 7.
We've been in the 40s, close to our average high for the day in the early morning hours, which is wild.
In Metro Denver today, temperatures will get up into the low 70s. Hidalgo says by the end of December, we typically get more than 20 inches of snow along the Front Range. And so far this month, we've seen just about 4 inches. Over the weekend, hundreds of people gathered in Boulder to protest the Trump administration's decision to scrap the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR. The center has pioneered key advances in climate and weather research. At the protest, Representative Joe Neguse said the move was illegal.
You're going to see a very muscular response on our part and on the part of many in Congress who believe this to be one of the most dangerous and reckless decisions that Donald Trump has made in his 11 months in office.
NCAR's models have also been used to forecast extreme wind events, like the one that led Xcel to cut off power to thousands last week. A study conducted by Colorado researchers finds the drug leukine is able to halt the death of brain cells in Alzheimer's patients when measured by a blood test. Leukine has been on the market for years to treat other disorders. Huntington Potter of CU Anschutz is the senior author of the study. He says the new findings add to his lab's previous research on leukine.
People who were treated with leukine actually improved in one memory test. They also showed improvement in blood markers of brain damage.
Potter cautions that people shouldn't try to take leukine unless and until it's approved by the FDA to treat Alzheimer's. This is Morning Edition on CPR News. It's now 6:06.